Both the Senate and the president's proposals for immigration reform agree. The pathway to citizenship begins at the back of the line, behind everyone who's legally waiting. But it turns out there isn't just one line. There are many lines. And for some families, the wait is so long, it's going back in time. From the Fronteras desk, John Rossman explains.
It's easier to think of the line like the ones you see at the airport. They're all full of people waiting to fly to the United States. There are different airlines or ways to get a green card, but by far the most popular airline to the U.S. is the family-based visa. There are two pathways to the gate. People who have immediate relatives like a spouse, child, or, if they're under 21, a parent who's a U.S. citizen, they go right to the gate. But the line everyone is talking about is the line to check bags.
The second line, the second rate line, is when you're not an immediate relative, but you are a family member.
Lilia Velasquez is an immigration lawyer in San Diego. This line is made up of siblings or older children of U.S. citizens. Also, the spouses and younger children of green card holders. These family preference lines are divided, again, depending on your country of origin. For countries that have the highest demand on visas, places like Mexico and the Philippines, imagine getting to the airport on Christmas Eve. The line is snaking out the door and around the airport. It's that line times 1,000.
Be prepared not to wait a few days or weeks or months, but in some cases, many years.
Charles Foster worked as an immigration policy advisor for both President George W. Bush and Barack Obama's election campaigns.
Before you will move up in that imaginary line and a visa number would be available to you.
But some of these lines go on forever.
A U.S. citizen parent that wishes to bring over a son or daughter over 21 who's single, the wait for Mexico is over 100 years.
The bottleneck is a yearly government cap on family-based visas. Every country is only allowed 7% of the total number, and that hasn't changed since 1965. But the demand has. For countries with the highest demand, there are simply fewer visas to go around. If you fall into a certain family preference, you'll be waiting for an indefinite amount of time. Velasquez explains it like this to her clients.
Let's see how fast the dates, the priority dates, are moving. And then we can judge more or less when we can be expected that you will become eligible.
A priority date is like a timestamp on your ticket, marking when your application went in. This month, the child of a U.S. citizen who's over 21, living in Mexico, is eligible for a green card if their priority date is on or before July 15, 1993. Most of the time, those priority dates move forward and you wait your turn. But sometimes, if there are too many applicants for too few visas, that priority date actually moves backwards, and the line in front of you gets longer and longer and longer. It's called visa retrogression. Gustavo Valencia knows it well.
All they give you is a notification and there is nothing that you can do. But you would like to know a little bit more. You know, how come I'm not, things are not moving properly.
Valencia has been in this line for 18 years, and on at least two separate occasions, his priority date's been called. But in the few months lag time between scheduling his final visa interview and going, the dates went back in time. He was no longer eligible. We're sitting inside his father's home in San Diego. Valencia has a work permit. He's gone to college in America. But not having a green card has shelved other dreams in his life, like getting married.
If I were to marry someone that doesn't have any documentation, I'm going to be into a different bracket. And all these 18 years that I've been waiting for that green card would be meaningless.
Charles Foster likes to tell his clients, overwhelmed by the possibility of waiting, a story.
I've had people walk out of my office saying, oh, that's too long, and come back 5 years later saying, now what can I do?
And the line is even longer. So that's why Valencia is still waiting after 18 years.
I believe for me it's worth it.
In San Diego, I'm John Rossman.